This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called They Never Lost Courage.
In 1943, 15-year-old Felix Zondman, his uncle Zonder, and four other Jews escaped the Krono Ghetto as it was being liquidated by the Nazis. They were hidden by a Christian family, the Puchalskis, beneath one of their two bedrooms. The three daughters who slept there now kept watch. Six hidden Jews living in a hole directly beneath their beds. An air duct was dug from the hiding place to a spot underneath the dog kennel outside. The Puchalski sisters sneaked food down to the refugees and brought up their waste. The Nazis retreated from Krono as the Soviet army approached. Four of the Jews slipped out during the night and were saved. Felix and his uncle Zonder also escaped and made their way to France, where Felix became an engineer and earned his Ph.D. in physics. Because of the testimony of Dr. Felix Zondman, Jan and Anna Puchalski were named Righteous Among the Nations in 1986. Their children traveled to Israel for the ceremony in Jerusalem, and they were named Righteous Gentiles the very next year. Recalling Anna Puchalski's heroic and loving nature, Felix said, "She did something absolutely out of the ordinary. You speak about heroism? Here, they risk not only their lives, but the lives of the children. And it's not for 5 minutes. It was for 17 months, 24 hours a day. Terrible. And they did it." I'll share another story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 friends of the Jewish people as righteous Gentiles. Find out how much you know about these heroic men and women by visiting HolyLandRadio.org. That's HolyLandRadio.org.